Now, in the sacred instruction of the Denshi, there is a lot of sacred teachings about visualization, completion, and various levels of visualization and completion. There is quite detailed teaching and instruction there. But out of all of that, one you must know is the word, the meaning of the word Denji, because it is talking particularly about four. So what is this four? You have to know. Other tantras and other deities' names and their sacred names are not necessarily related with their number. So therefore, it is quite different. But here it is four. So you at least have to know what is this four. Now, then means something like a base, something like a foundation. That is then. Ji means four. One, two, three, four. The first is Daki Den, Den of the I, the Den of the self. Second is Den of the other, Den of the other. The third is Den of the Jorwa. Jorwa means like implementing Jorwa. For example, you are a doctor and you have all the herbs and everything. And now, according to the need of your patient, you will Jorwa all those herbs. So put maximum of this, minimum of that, and a little bit of that. And none of this and that, because that is no good for the patient. So this way, you are Jorwa, the medicine. So here, it is implementation, Jorwa implementation. So Jorwa then. And then the fourth is Sangwa. Sangwa actually means secret. But here, it really is not exactly the secret as something that you are not going to say. You're going to hide it, so that is secret. It is a secret, so I'm not going to tell. It is a secret so that you're not going to know. It is not that. It is secret in a sense of, it is so profound, it is so inherent, it is so primordial, so that it becomes a secret to us. Because, for example, for the tip of this finger, to touch the tip of this finger becomes impossible. Therefore, it is secret. It is not possible. You can touch the photograph of it, you can touch it on a mirror, but tip of this finger, touch tip of this finger is impossible, because it always touching. And how much more you can touch, because it touches and it is part and parcel of it. So, the tip of this finger is part and parcel of tip of this finger, so it is always more than touching, and therefore you cannot touch more than it is already. And so this way, this secret definition is this. So secret then. So three, four then is this. Now, simply speaking, what is the Da, the self then? That is the subject. You. And then other, then, what is that? Second one, that is the object, everything else. So, one have to understand this with the terminology Chittawa and Chinyepa, the self as it is. Other, the object, whatever is there. So, this is the definition of comprehension. Because when you realize your ultimate essence as it is, then you realize whatever is there to realize and comprehend it in a spontaneous, non-dualistic manner. There is no way to know everything except by realization of the essence of everything that is essence of you. So therefore, the first and second, it is now quite easy to understand the two then, first two then. Now the third then is implementation. Implementing what? Implementing the ultimate primordial ever-present truth of outside of you. And the manifestation of the realization of that truth, that is the manifestation from the Buddha, for example, in this case, the mandala and the deity and the mantra of the and the tantra of the denji. And then your state of perception, your state of being, which will include best part of you to the worst part of you, including your primordial wisdom, primordial truth, ultimate truth, and your ultimate bodhicitta, your ultimate emptiness, everything. So all of that is implementing. So that is the practice of this tantra. So that is the details, the visualizations, and the completions, and all aspects of that. So that is Jurveden. Now the Sangveden, the secret then, that is the whole thing, the source of how did this tantra come about, is because Prince Siddhartha realized the essence of everything, essence of him. Therefore, cannot be realized for himself. It has to be realized for all sentient beings. It is the result of his bodhicitta, which generated countless eons in the past. As a result of that, such as the Denji Mandala, Denji Tantra, Denji Mantra manifest. So that is the secret. And now we as a practitioner, then our practice is to realize that secret of ours through practicing the manifestation of the same secret of the Buddha, and through visualization, through completion, through mantra, through all of the methods here, then one reaches that realization, the same that is reached by Prince Siddhartha when he became Buddha Shakyamuni. So now that is the definition of the word Denji, and so that is already mentioned to you. And this text, which is not very long and not very short, this text is taught in certain stages, and it teaches about the practice of the Denji from beginning to end in a very precise and concise manner, condensed manner, and it have quite few parts in it. But one of that is very common terminology related to Mpowa. It is mentioned Sewa and Powa. Sewa means mixing, and Powa means transferring of consciousness. So the definition of that is very clearly mentioned here. Sewa means what is the true, primordial, uncorruptible, limitless essence within us, and what is the true nature of everything else, and what is the manifestation of that of the Buddha, not only the Prince Siddhartha, but all the Buddha, even the Buddha who attains enlightenment right now, you know, according to the Vajrayana, within this short period, we are being here and learning about Denji. In these few minutes, countless sentient beings attain enlightenment already. Every moment, countless sentient beings attain enlightenment. So all of these Buddhas, primordial wisdom manifestation. So that manifestation and our practice and our understanding, all implementing. So that is mixing. And Powa means transferring of consciousness. Now, relating to the particular teachings and particular practices, then practice such as clear light, dream yoga, Pardo and Powa are very closely associated. And but if you limit to that, then it is not right.
because it involves everything. Every practice of the Vajrayana is related and involved with every teachings of Vajrayana. So that is seva. And now this much is enough for you to have a connection with the Denji Tantra and its sacred instruction. More than that, as I always told you, is not proper unless you are going to practice them step by step. So if you're going to do that, then the teaching is going to be there naturally. Now let's dedicate the merit of today's empowerment.